Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. Today, I want to talk about HR technology, how I spend most of my time when I'm not recording the HR Happy Hour Show. Recently, I've had many conversations with speakers, exhibitors, HR tech industry experts to finalize the sessions, the schedules, and the plans for the upcoming HR Technology Conference in Las Vegas in September. In one of those conversations, a representative from a major HR tech provider asked me an interesting question that I don't recall ever being asked before. And here it is. When you are thinking about HR technology, what do you think about the most? At the time, I tried to stammer out a reasonably coherent answer to the question, as I was not expecting it. But I have been thinking about that question ever since. I wrote about this on my Human Resource Executive Online column, and I thought I'd talk about it here on the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. I came up with three things that I tend to think about the most when I'm assessing, evaluating, and considering HR technology. I'm going to talk about each one of those three things over the next couple of days here on the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. The first thing I think about is the so-called war for talent. Regular readers and listeners might recall that I think about and talk about and write about macro labor market data and trends almost compulsively. The monthly Bureau of Labor Statistics JOLTS report is the highlight of most months for me, and I track data points like labor force participation rate and the quits rate like I used to track the batting averages of the mid-1980s New York Mets. You probably don't have to be a labor market wonk like me to know the U.S. labor market continues to tighten and become more challenging for employers. Unemployment is nearing low, full employment type levels, and the number of posted or open jobs, as well as the rate of voluntary separations or quits, is at an all-time high since the BLS began its measurements. Essentially, most, if not all, employers are facing difficulty in finding, attracting, and retaining workers. So back to the HR technology angle. When I think about HR technology, I tend to first think about how a specific technology can help an organization better compete in this extremely difficult environment. The most impactful HR technologies must help employers address current labor market conditions, say a recruitment marketing tool that can help showcase an employer brand and nurture candidates and prospects, or an assessment tool that can identify top prospects faster and more efficiently than traditional resume reviews, or an analytical tool that can help employers better understand the micro market for talent in a region or for a role in order to support more competitive employment offers. I usually look at any HR technology solution with an eye towards the question, how will this solution help the organization compete for talent? We'll cover the next two things I think about the most and what I think you should be thinking about the most too when you're thinking about HR technology over the next couple of days here on the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. So that's it for the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. To hear full episodes of the HR Happy Hour Show, go to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app. Just search for HR Happy Hour. And to learn more, go to www.h3hr.com.